be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the home of rock and roll in a crappy bedroom in Sparks. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me, as always, are Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Spencer the Intern. I'll give him a name this week. And we're proud to have in the studio all the kids from Scarlet Presence.
Woohoo!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, hi, everybody. It's welcome back. We've got Scarlet Presence in the studio. We're going to talk to them in just a second. But first, we're late for a phone call. I'm dialing the number right now. We are going to talk to one of my very good friends in the whole world, the very talented Reverend Screamin' Fingers, Lucio Menegon.
Oh.
Former native of the Bay Area, now living in New York, back out on the West Coast for a whirlwind 10-day tour. And
that was a lot of information in one run-on sentence, Rory.
Thank you.
Well done.
It takes practice. And watch him not answer now. And we're interrupting his dinner, I think.
Hello.
Hello? Hello, Lucio? I'm connected. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can, but we can't hear him.
Maybe he's in a subway or something. Oh, no, he's on tour. He's here.
Yeah. Hello? I can't hear you.
Okay. Do over.
Do over. All right, I'm calling you back. Damn, wow. Professional, as always. let's see.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a shame that this isn't working.
it's a shame. Isn't that right, Jess?
No.
Oh, no.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, well, we'll try calling him back in a second. All right, instead... Oh, wait. We've got a call coming in.
Yeah!
Reverend Screamin' Fingers, are you there?
Are you sure it's not Stevie Wonder?
Brother, I'm here. I was in a Korean restaurant.
Okay.
Is it orientation?
With a friend of mine, and we were drinking some kind of crazy Korean drink.
Excellent. Hey, sorry the call was a little late. Sorry to interrupt your dinner here.
It's my fault.
No, I'm glad to have remembered.
Oh, always for you, my special rat-faced love.
Reverend to Reverend.
Reverend to Reverend love. It's good to have you back on the West Coast, man.
It's good to be back.
And you're gonna be here in Reno this Saturday, October 2nd, right?
October 7th.
Sixth.
This
is confusing.
Sunday,
yeah, the Saturday. Saturday's the correct day. That's all you have to remember.
That's right.
We're going to have you out at Reno Artworks with Onosis featuring Carson Cessna, Jen Scafidi, and Eric Foreman.
Oh, they're just so
right.
Crazy.
And also Dylan Champagne and the Lost Explorers. Are these friend of yours from the Bay?
Good friends of mine. I hooked him up with a gig. I played on Dylan's record, which is fantastic. He sort of has a math rock meets the national sound.
Nice.
And my good friend John Sherba's playing bass. So it'll be a kind of a fun Bay Area twofer.
Nice.
Sexually.
Bringing the Bay Area to the Reno Art Studio. We like that.
Although I don't necessarily live in the Bay Area anymore, but I'm here right now.
Well, yeah, no, we've got a cross-coast connection happening. It'll be a lot of art, noise, and music, right?
That's right. Art, music, noise, art. That's
yeah. That's that. Now, you've got a whole series of that. You've got a whirlwind week ahead of you right now.
I do. I'm hosting what used to be, I used to host a series in Albany, California called the Ivory Room Experimental Creative Music Series, Hootenanny.
Even I thought that was gay.
And we're having sort of a revival Hootenanny show on Wednesday. I'm hosting that, and there'll be a bunch of different people from around here.
Yeah.
And I'm doing like an electronics quartet combo, which will be fun. And then on Thursday, I'm doing the music for driving and film thing with a quartet.
Nice.
Here. And then I'm a featured artist in Sacramento at the Northern California Noise Fest on Friday. That'll be a solo show. And then I'm coming up to Reno with one other person. It'll be a duo thing in Reno.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's also the music for Film and Driving, but only as a duo,
yeah,
not
a
quartet.
Yeah, it's going to be a cross between some improv stuff and the music for Driving and Film stuff. So the stuff that works as a duo, like the, you know, sort of the instrumental music for Driving and Film stuff, we're going to do more ethereal stuff, and we'll probably also do some kind of outside improvisation.
Fine.
We're going to have a reel of film that will be projected.
Yeah, if you guys are, if you've never caught Reverend Screaming Fingers, back in the day when he used to play in Reno, or even before that in Ramona the Pest, he is a bit of a sonic artisan, creating sculptures out of noise, and it is a treat to watch him work. He's a lot of fun to play with and to listen to.
Any bands?
Thank you, sir. It's been a long time since I've actually played in Reno.
How long has it been?
I would say years.
Yeah,
probably 4 years.
Yeah,
maybe the last time I played. No, I played in Reno in 2004 with the Ho, which was, you know.
Oh,
the
yeah, that's
Zephyr.
Right. I saw the Ho at the Zephyr.
It's funny, but I must have played there, you know, at some point after that. But Jen City and I have been trying to get something together for the past 3 years, and I've been out to the Bay Area from New York a few times, and it's just missed each time.
Ah,
but this time we were able to hook it up.
That's great. No, I'm very excited. I know. I think we're going to have a nice packed room over there at the warehouse for you.
So all you Phantom Moss fans.
Good one. The films that I'll be bringing are fantastic. I wish I could bring the actual projections to doing it live here, the 16mm. But they'll be giving me a disc of the work they do. And it's also a prepared 16mm film, which is a little bit more known these days. These guys are sort of older school. They actually teach it at a college level, so they're maybe some of the more originators of that kind of work. So it's really beautiful imagery that we'll be playing through.
Nice, nice. That sounds I'm excited for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to Reno Artworks, which is a place I've never been. Tell me about it.
It's a big warehouse space next to the railroad track and the river and real close to an Audubon bird preserve.
And Steve's bathhouse.
And Steve's bathhouse, a bunch of auto repair.
What did you say? Steve's bathhouse?
Yes, Steve's bathhouse.
There's anonymous gay sex Steve's going bathhouse. On right down
that,
the street.
Anonymous gay sex right down the street. Yes.
Anonymous gay sex. Yeah. Okay. I love steam rooms, but not sort of anonymous gay sex.
You know.
But no, it's a really cool warehouse space. They've got a gallery to one side. And then the studio space that doubles as gallery space with just, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the walls. There's a little loft area. They've got a nice sound system, and they just built a stage for the big remote show last weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, for their CD release party.
They were originally going to be on this bill, but I guess that's what happened. They moved their CD release party.
Yeah, I think they didn't want to. There was so much going on with one show, they didn't want to double book it, you know, pull too much attention away from anybody.
Yeah. Oh, Eric's going to, I think, play with Jen or something like that. Eric's
yeah, Jen and Eric and our good buddy Carson Cessna, DJ Onosis, are all going to be playing
right.
together. That's good fun noise stuff, yeah.
The original concept that when we had spoke is that Jen was getting excited about exploring noise and experimental stuff. She said, oh, let's do something along those lines. And then we were going to have a conducted improvisation at the end, which I've been doing a lot of. And it sort of shifted because of the space. Because we were like, oh, we can do a multimedia thing here.
Yeah.
So we kind of moved away from, I mean, there'll be some improv, but I think we're going to focus on a little bit more of a multimedia experience. So, you know, you can get a little bit of everything with this.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I think it's going
like
to be a great
fun.
Show. And I hate to shuffle you off, but I do have another phone call I have to get to.
Okay.
With a well, comedian being in town.
Brother.
It's great to talk to you. I can't wait to see you this weekend. Lots of love,
thanks,
my
Rev.
Friend.
Okay, Rev. Later.
Bye-bye.
Has Jen ever banged
Bye-bye.
Lucio?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because then it would be Jen and all guys she's banged. But that's
wow.
too bad.
Wow, let's just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Hey,
so.
Jen, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, Jen. Oh.
come on. You just asked for it.
I really did. And we're talking about Jen, and I just don't have that right up. Jen, what do you think about that, Jen?
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
See, nice. So she's going to like the event.
She loves it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck!
Up next, I'm going to give a guy called Jim Russell, Wainwright from over at Pioneer Underground Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. Put me in touch with him earlier today. So
next on Rory Calls the Stars.
Yeah, you know, this was going to be way more paced out and better, but we kind of suck here.
Late, yeah.
Yeah, we're professional.
Well, you know, we set up a full band tonight, so.
Yeah, no, it's good. And hey, Scarlet Presence is going to be a great band for you guys to listen to.
We just plugged in 1,000 things. We're going to let them play one song.
Now I'm not hearing it ring. There we go. I just had to
ask calling a comedian?
A comedian.
Cool.
Make us laugh, bitch. No. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Justin. Hey. It's Rory. Justin Russell.
Hey, Rory. How's it going?
How you doing? Friend? Hey, welcome to the show. We've got a room full of people. My co-host Nick, and Rick, and a local band called Scarlet Presence are in studio this week. So what do you got awesome. Going on? When are you going to be here in Reno?
I am going to be there Wednesday night. And, well, first I'm going to be in Tahoe Wednesday night, and then I'm going to be in Reno, more importantly, Friday night.
And that's at the Pioneer Underground?
Indeed, the Pioneer Underground. The Friday night show is going to be epic. I've got a couple of my friends coming out from Los Angeles on multiple TV shows. They were happy to make the trip out to Reno for you guys.
Nice. We get some actual out-of-town talent. I mean, not that we don't regularly.
Anybody will take an opportunity to get the hell out of Los Angeles.
I bet.
Got done with Carmageddon, which was complete BS. Now we're just sitting and looking for any excuse to get to normal people.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Well, I don't know how much normal you get here in Reno, but you got a lot of people who like to come out to comedy shows.
Yeah.
They're not.
You guys next.
Here before?
People laugh in Reno.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's done. Did you get that noise too? Was he was just on our end.
He was did attacked. You just get tased, bro?
He was attacked by ravers.
So where are you?
I am in
That's my favorite place.
I'm sorry, I think we're losing your connection. It sounds like you're being raped by Skrillex.
Seriously, just bad reception?
Oh, no, it's yeah, hey, you're back. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's all right. No, it'll sound great on the show, trust me.
You're being raped by Skrillex.
The magic of radio.
That's right. And say anything you want. So have you been up to Reno before?
Oh, good.
Have you been up here to Reno before?
I have. I came out a couple months ago.
Oh, okay, great.
I have come up, yeah.
And he came back.
Awesome.
It's much, more impressive it's that better, you've come back.
Listen, there's no reason not to love Reno. You guys live there, so you don't get an outsider's opinion.
Hey, that
it's like it's an actual entertainment. What's that?
Oh, I was just gonna say thank you. That's always great to hear. It really is.
I love this stupid town.
It's an entertainment city that isn't filled in complete pretentiousness. That's rare. Trust me.
Nice.
Hell yeah, that's a hell of a compliment. You get a big, you know, big points in your favor, an extra 100 points at the end of this test.
You would have got a ding, but you're on the phone, so that won't work.
So tell me, how long...
I
go ahead.
Oh no, Skrillex is back to it again.
The delay is killing me.
There seems to be a delay on your end. You said how long something, my apologies.
Oh, I was just say, how long are you going to be in town? How long?
I think it's on his end, L.A. phone.
I'm going to be from Friday night till the end of Saturday night. We've got two shows out there, one Friday night, and then Saturday night's a talent show I get to host. I hear many good things about people coming in from there.
There's a lot of
shows,
good talent.
Go ahead,
keep going.
Last time I was in Reno, I was at the Pioneer Underground. Last time Underground was awesome. The venue is rare that you get a venue that supports comedy in that kind of way. You don't see theaters like that anymore.
Yeah,
that are set up just for laughs.
Yeah, no, it's a nice little room. Wayne's really committed to making it a part of the nightlife here in Reno.
It's a great place to take a date.
And it is like a great place for a date.
Oh, yeah.
Good
first date. We're gonna tear it down. It is indeed. And I'm engaged, so I'm not gonna hit on your woman.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. You're a comedian.
All the comics I'm bringing are involved. No. All the comedians are involved. It's easy.
It doesn't mean shit.
It's our motto.
Well, I do have a band here that I need to get talking to. It's great talking to you, Justin. Hopefully everybody will be able to make it out to see you on Friday night or Saturday evening at the Pioneer Underground Reno Tahoe Comedy Club.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Roy. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks for talking, man. Have a good one.
For me.
Will do.
You too.
Cheers.
That was weird.
Fun with the phone.
Delays, yeah. All right.
Put your soundboard back on.
Are we done with the technical difficulties? I would like to think we're done with that. Yeah, as Rick left.
Let's go ahead and take a break and have a song.
Yeah.
What do you think?
There we go. Yeah.
Get to our weeks.
That's my bell this week.
We'll get to these wonderful kids.
Yeah. Can we just hear a song before we talk to you? Do you guys mind?
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Right off the bat, we're throwing the drummer out.
Yeah, yeah. The drummer, Carter, get the fuck out.
Go hit that.
Take your frosty beverage. It's
go
pop.
Out and listen to some drums.
So, what are we going to hear here?
We're going to hear Mama Mama.
By the way, this is Michelle, our lovely guitar player and lead vocal. Carter's on the drums. And, Davy Jones. Davy Jones.
I love his locker.
Jonesy on the bass. So, let's do this. Are you ready?
Yeah, Carter? I'm ready.
All right.
I can't hear you.
Who's counting in?
You.
What's the first song?
Mama, Mama.
He wasn't on headphones when you said that.
Oh.
So it's not his fault. As much as I'd like to berate the twink.
And this moment of silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link at PinkyPolansky.com.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Aw. Damn, that was good.
Well, thank you.
Oh, wait, that deserves a little. No, not that button. No, that button.
Rory just almost Rickrolled you.
No, I just was having people laugh at him. No, wow, you're a ripper on that guitar. Jesus.
Thanks, no kidding.
How the hell old are you?
I'm 21.
Wow, and you are far more talented than I will ever be on that.
Let's introduce everybody. We haven't gotten everybody's names yet. So.
I just like to say you play like a girl.
You're Michelle.
I'm
Michelle, the Ripper.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And then holding it rock steady on the other side of the room is Jonesy.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Bass. Carter.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, way to like lock in the drums there too.
So. Did you fuck that up, Carter, or was that pretty good?
That was all right. Okay. That was okay.
That sounded live.
That was okay.
I don't know. Maybe you meant to be better.
How long have the three of you been playing together?
Always meant
to be better. About a year and a half.
Really? Yeah.
Year and a half.
Nice. Very nice. I think I'd caught you early in the spring, maybe end of winter or something.
Yeah, May, I think.
Yeah.
Strega. Yeah.
No, I think at the
Knit. No, is it the Knit? Yeah, I was hosting.
Yeah. Huh? We saw you at Strega too.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I saw it hanging out.
Hey, we were hanging out all night. What the hell? Yeah.
No, I meant the first time I saw you guys play on stage was at the Knit.
Yeah.
Not just hanging out. That's just, it's Reno. Come on. We all just hang out on the porch somewhere. But you got up.
Everybody drink.
You did it earlier too, and I drank.
Everybody drink twice.
Every time Roy says yeah, no, you have to drink.
Yeah, no, or no, yeah. That
or mistakes the Zephyr for Jub Jubs.
Yes, right. Mistakes the Zephyr for Jub Jubs. That's the other one.
Fuck you, faggot.
Rory.
If we don't do this, we'll never cure you of it. So.
No, the thing is, you make me drink. I'm more. Not. Right. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I've been mixing your live set from the backyard set, and you say it like 10 times.
I don't know what I said on that show.
Oh, I have it recorded.
I've heard that you're putting together a bit of a montage of people ridiculing me.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to put as much bad you together so that we can, as quickly as possible, make as much fun of you as possible. So, but that's a later show when we don't have so many things going on.
Yeah. And hey, next year I'll play much better.
You were never, ever,
Nick,
ever
can I make it through songs and be entertaining now?
Never. Never, ever.
You're definitely
entertaining. Are you ever allowed to do that again?
But I can make it through a whole song and not like forget all the lyrics in front of people.
Yeah, and your fingers do almost
100. What they're supposed to do.
It's not good enough.
But this is 9 months away.
That's what's great about open mic. You learn how to play live in front of an audience.
When I have a band next summer, you're totally going to book me.
That's possible, but I have to audition you first. And if you make one mistake on the audition, there's no chance.
Do you guys know about the backyard show here?
No.
Every summer, Rick records a bunch of bands who are up and coming, new people on the scene and stuff. Hey, maybe
and
you guys want
to... And old favorites.
And old favorites. But it's really a place, we call it the undiscovered.
And we do 12 to 14 bands all day long, and we record everything and put out a disc of the best songs.
Great. Barbecue and awesomeness. Cool. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, I'm in the middle of mixing it from this
Maybe next summer. Thing. Maybe next summer. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's amazing this year, dude. It's two solid discs, 73 minutes of music on each disc. It's fucking incredible.
And you can pick those up at Discology from the last few years.
Yep. I'm sure if you could always hit up Undiscovered. Jess Cherry Bear's probably got a handful floating around.
Yeah, and when you're here at the studio, I have some too. So
sure.
Yeah.
If you're
and it's a good place too. Like you can sample bands you've never heard of. There's a bunch to choose from there.
Totally.
And then maybe you like them, you buy the full disc, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go check
Support Reno Music.
I'm fucking right.
Yeah. Beat Reno Music. That's how I got to know you guys. And you guys were killer. And I said, I need you on my podcast then and there. And then it just takes me forever to get a hold of people.
Yeah. We're booked a few months out, usually.
It's good.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? How far out are you booked? You got shows coming up?
Yeah, we got a show coming up on, October 20th. I think we might be doing an acoustic thing at Strega. That's kind of up in the air. And then November,
so the drummer will be like on bongos, or is he
actually,
not there?
Actually, Carter plays guitar as well.
Multi-talented.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they're doing an acoustic night thing with Adam Springob from the Canes. They want
friends of the show.
And then November 9th, we're at Strega all night electrically.
Which night?
November 9th.
November 9th.
Electric Live.
11/9th, yep. I think, just came out of my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and actually, October 18th, we got asked to play at the Alley if you guys want. I forgot.
Tell them
so
we'll be there.
So remind me to.
Yeah. You just, when you listen to the show, remember to write it down and call
Chapin. Remind me to call him back.
Nice. Well, you guys are pretty busy cats.
Yeah.
That's nice. You played a lot this summer, I saw.
Yep.
How... People come to your shows? You got a following? People like you?
Couple.
Yeah.
Probably that makes one more than this podcast. So are you Reno residents? Been here forever? Just moved?
Yeah.
I have.
I've been here forever.
Yeah.
You guys all friends in school or something? How'd you get together?
No, I hated these guys. me and Michelle met at a open mic. And then
Java Jungle, or no, Bette Walden's, right?
Almost
close. Oh. It was when it was at Maytan.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was right.
So they had the drum set and all. So that was a little more our scene.
Cool. Yeah, they challenged me to play the Rain song. They were like, "I bet you got a Zeppelin guitar. You can't play the Rain song, whatever." So I was like, "Yeah, right. Let me use your acoustic." And then I did it, and I pulled it off like spotless. And then he gave
hell
me
yeah.
Number. He's like, "We got a damn man."
Yeah, I see you got the nice Zep belt buckle there,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you a Zep girl?
I am a Zep girl.
Yeah. You guys do kind of have that 70s bluesy rock thing going on. For
Zep
sure.
And
for
sure. Zeppelin and Beatles. I can't live without them.
Don't jump ahead too far.
I know. I'm not. Well, Nick and I were just talking. We were making some guesses earlier.
Yeah.
About some, the way you'll answer some questions later in the show.
Yeah.
there is a quiz. Didn't anybody tell you? Uh-oh. You will be graded.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And your whole reputation in Reno and your parents' reputation and your all doctor and your lawyer and their parents' reputations
My
will
wife.
All be judged. Your wife.
I want to rip our tongues
dangerous.
Out.
Dangerous.
F still means fantastic, right?
Effing A. I don't know why I keep looking at this notebook. I don't actually have
a will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof.
Mike Stone. Thank you, no, wait. Elvis. No, that's for spreading rumors about him being strung out.
Yeah.
I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
You don't talk about exactly. E, dude.
Yeah. Especially
don't make shit
not
up about
E.
Elvis.
Fuck you around.
Or even tell secrets about E, dude. That's a bad move back in the day.
Get me an animal.
I want an animal. Wouldn't it be great if they came back with squirrels?
This is not the Elvis show.
I'm sorry. You're right.
We should step away.
Okay.
We should step away. Elvis. We should do this for the next two hours.
We were edging on an Elvis bestiality story. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bring me an animal. So, about last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last weekend.
Because we skipped over that because of the phone calls.
Right.
Oh,
last weekend
was
an awesome effing weekend.
Well, first off, the late show from last week, our show, Tom's show,
came out yesterday.
Didn't go up. And you
well,
were able
3 days ago.
Right. You were able to find out about the shit that was going on last weekend that already happened.
Sorry.
I know.
We tried to make it too good for you, and it was too big for the website.
Yeah, Tom wanted a higher quality, and we really tried to do what the guest wants.
The show is too fat to go into the podcast's hole.
Right. And no matter how much Vaseline we slathered with it and spit on it, it just wouldn't go in.
No bigger than 128.
Well, if it's over 3 hours, no bigger than 128.
We had a really good show on Friday night at Jub Jub's
for Spike Jackson and Erica.
Do we have a grand
fundraiser.
Total?
No. Nobody told
don't
me.
Know what they made?
20, 30 bucks?
Couple
what
guitars.
Spikes told me at the end of the night was Spikes. What Spike told me was the end of the night, it's at least enough for a couple tanks of gas. He was kind of loaded. But I did find out, we talked about a lot at the show, Guitar Center is going to help them out and hook them up big time when they go to pick out a guitar.
Sweet. No shit.
Very
with
cool.
with whatever money they raise. But I don't want to hear that they're knocking off shipping. All right, I'm going to call out Guitar Center. You're giving those motherfuckers their guitars a cost when they come in.
Well, let's give credit where credit is due. Because, you know, we always want to bitch at the corporate bullshit, but that's awesome.
Yeah, no, and, like awesome. The GM's a local musician too. You know, most of the like long-term staff there, they know what they're talking about. They're Joes like all the rest of us.
Yeah.
So, the local store is going to help out Spike and Jackson and give them a big discount. Cool. So thank you, Guitar Center, for looking out for your scene.
I think Spike was loaded, but he was so happy. That
very happy.
People showed up. And,
yeah.
You know, Actors Kill Lincoln were awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love them
the
so much.
The Canes
hard.
Ripped it
they
up.
They love you.
They are fucking amazing.
What other bands played, Roy?
Stabby Unicorn. Stabby they Unicorn killed it.
Awesome.
They
yeah.
killed it. Really, all the bands just brought it. It was yeah. like, it was a great show. I think it was kind of, well, it doesn't really matter. It's just all friends. It's a fundraiser for friends. And it wasn't sloppy. It was just nobody gave a fuck, and they just like rocked their hearts out.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like one of the most exciting shows I've seen in a minute, just as far as like having a good time goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the Actors Kill Lincoln.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them a bunch, so I mean, they're new to me.
Speaking of which, they had a CD release party the very next night.
Now, let's not get ahead, because something happened before that the next night.
What's that?
Reno Artworks.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna do. I was gonna do both.
No, but go in order.
I'm segueing from one to the other, and then I was gonna go to the next.
This is how you make a podcast.
See, Rick, it's Actors Killed Lincoln Friday, Actors Killed Lincoln Saturday, CD release. Oh, Big Remote CD release Saturday.
Okay.
See, it all flows together.
And then I will handle the last segue because I missed the entire Actors Killed Lincoln show.
I missed both. I did too.
Because I showed up after they played
to
say hi and pick up a disc, but because. Big Remotes was so long and rad.
It was good.
Yeah, I saw a lot of pictures of you. You were actually out and about, and I felt bad. I had to work that I couldn't go.
I was not planning on staying long or late, and I stayed until after they had locked the doors and shut the lights.
Wow.
Yeah. Hanging out in the parking lot, people drinking in Grace's camper.
They had a camper there?
Yeah, and they just left it there. It was like a green room, and then, we're all too fucked up. And so they just left. We got loaded in the camper and left it there. Yeah,
just
it was awesome.
There.
Let's have a song.
I'm done.
Nice segue.
Carter, get out of here.
All right.
But before he leaves the room, what song are you going to
play? Yeah, what is the song?
We're
going
to do No Way Out. We're going to go all softy for a minute.
Yeah, it was soft. A little relax.
Yeah.
Like pushing a rope uphill.
Lump of dough into a purse.
All right. Are you ready, Carter?
Who's the primary songwriter? Are these all originals?
These are all... Coleman Stellan song, so all me and Carter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
You all don't count, Jonesy.
No.
Thank you.
Why don't you guys go ahead and hit another one?
I was just
one.
Thinking that. Yeah. Yeah, go right into something
else. Oh, I got
to
change guitars.
Oh, that's right. Enough of that guitar?
Well, then let's do a tattoo commercial.
Do some talking real quick.
Ricky.
Can we get a tattoo commercial?
It's a good time.
Thinking of a new tattoo?
Uh-huh.
Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
All right. Thank you, Stingray, for sponsoring our show.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Pinky Polansky for sponsoring our show. And having a hell of a show on Saturday as well. I got to watch him play.
And let's go ahead and throw out the open mic mentions real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the open mic every Sunday at Strega, hosted by Greg from the Canes, Greg Gilmore. Then over at the Jub Jubs on Monday nights, you have the Blazin' Mics brought to you by the worst little podcast in the world. Yeah. One of the best late night musician jams in all of Reno. We've been having a good last couple weeks. A lot
been
of new faces coming
bit.
In.
Yeah.
We're catching a late night, 11:30 midnight rush. But don't be afraid to show up before that, folks.
Come out and hang out with us. And if you're new, come say hi. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
You'll figure out the guys talking on stage or... You know, or just say, where the fuck is Rory and Nick from the podcast, and we'll come talk to you.
Absolutely. Then also, since we're mentioning the Reno Artworks with the show this weekend and last weekend, every Wednesday night they have a community art night where it's very hands-on art training. You can watch people welding. Little kids can get taught how to paint and do clay. And they also turn on the PA and have a little open jam going on at the same time.
Oh, cool.
So, it's a little community art night, art and noise. And Riku and I have made it down a couple of times, and we've had a fantastic time. She has been the only short one, but she doesn't care. She's coloring.
That's awesome. Art for the family.
Yeah. So that usually starts, I think, probably about 6, 7 o'clock, somewhere in that time frame.
What night?
Every Wednesday. Every Wednesday they're doing it. Reno Artwork Community Art Night. I enjoy it a lot. So come join me and my good friends Eric and Pan and Kelly and other folks whose names I forget.
All the cool people. Yeah.
And you can meet my daughter.
Yeah.
Not creepy.
Yeah.
If you're creepy, I probably won't know.
You want to get cut.
She can defend herself. So Scarlet Presence is currently in the midst of a equipment change.
Yeah.
Hey Spencer, what'd you do this weekend? Intern, we need to fill air. It's your turn.
I did a lot of homework this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
And, band practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a band?
Yeah, I try to be.
What's your band called?
The Big Bad.
The Big Bad.
I've heard of the Big Bad.
You guys have a show coming up this weekend too, don't you?
Yeah, we're playing at Shea's on Friday night with Black Rock City All Stars.
Nice,
oh, cool.
That'll be a killer show.
I'm really excited about it. We just got the band all switched up. Our singer and our bass player just moved to San Diego and Vegas, so this will be our first show without them.
And you got Tree Woods up in front with you now?
Yep, he's now the front man.
Nice, cool. Good guy.
Yeah, really
Shea's
nice guy.
Shea's is fun, man. You're gonna have a blast.
I'm excited. We just played on their new stage a couple weeks ago, and we really liked it.
Very cool. Well, hopefully, maybe we'll have the Big Bad in here before your service term limitations are up with us.
That's a good idea. We'll see how you do it first.
Yeah, maybe.
If you pass the test.
We'll come in here whenever you guys want. That'd be great.
Awesome. He passed the test.
All right. Right now.
No. We got to get to the open mic, man.
It looks like we're almost ready here.
Are we ready for another song?
Are we almost ready?
We're almost ready.
Okay.
There she has the Led Zeppelin III guitar on now, the Gibson. Yeah. Les Paul. Very cool.
Yeah.
How many guitars do you have, Michelle?
Electric and acoustic?
Yeah, just total. How many guitars do you have?
She's got to think about it.
Yeah.
Six, I think.
Nice. Very cool. And you have multiple bassages yourself here.
That's another five-string bass you whipped out.
Yep.
This one's name is Anakin.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, no, not the bass. The bass doesn't have a name. I'm kind of lame, but
my Fender's Gil Seamus Diamond.
And, yeah. You like naming your guitars?
I do. Cool. Achilles Dick Harper.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite name so far.
Achilles Dick Harper?
Somebody want to turn my amp off? Stand by. Thank you.
Oh, I know this one.
It's the tuning song.
Tuning.
What's your favorite place to play in Reno? Anybody?
Carter,
what's your favorite place to play in Reno?
I don't know if we want to touch that one.
What's your least favorite place to play?
Yeah, like, that's worse. Where would you not want to play?
Oh, man. I don't know. This is the worst gig we've had in quite a while.
That is the correct answer, sir.
You sure you haven't listened to this before?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Rick rolled your hand together thing.
Don't forget that little cylinder right there.
I won't. I always lose them. I didn't lose this one. It's in my pocket. I got two slides, and I lose them every single show.
And we always
find them like before the next show, and then I lose them.
Well,
again.
Carter and I always find them.
No, right after the show. Okay, we're gonna do Chasing Shadows.
Cool.
The song's about my deaf dog.
You have a deaf dog.
I have a deaf dog. His name is Bonzo.
Bonzo the deaf. Awesome.
Yeah. After John Bonham?
Yeah, he falls asleep in front of the drums in practice and stuff.
Because that's all he can hear.
And he chases shadows, so.
Nice. Yep. All right.
All right.
very nice.
Thank you.
Come back in, Carter.
Yeah, Carter, all you right. can come back. Because now it's time for the specialist time of the show.
Oh, intern.
Would you please give me a Rolling Rock? Is this where we get the fantastic?
Anyone else need a beer?
Yeah, anybody else need Spencer? Beverages,
yes,
liquid?
Please.
Sure.
Bring us around, please, sir. Not you, Spencer.
Spencer, yeah, that's
you,
what
you're the talent. For. You're the talent.
Yeah, you're a guest. Sit down, kick back, enjoy yourself.
We only get this till December, so I have to
yeah, we got to milk it. hopefully, like Tom will send us one every semester.
Keep sending us interns. This is awesome.
Hey, look at him with the whole box.
Thank
good
you.
Boy. You'll get a gold star. I don't drink beer.
No, I do.
Yeah, Nick does.
He bought the beer too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Sport now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, too, is thank you, Spencer, for sponsoring
that's
beer
actually pretty gold star right
gold
there.
Gold stars.
Yeah.
You tell your teachers you did good.
I'll give you a podcast sticker. Uncle Ricky, can I have the special music? Thank you, Uncle Ricky. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my favorite portion of the show. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask the three of you random questions and judge you, not just score you, but judge you subjectively.
All right.
Let's see. Let me get my tally sheet out. The official Worst Little Podcast tally sheet.
Sponsored by Mead.
Shut up. You want to get sued, boy?
And
let's see, Michelle, Carter, and the blonde guy. first question. I'll just go with my favorite, as usual. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first, Michelle?
I have to cannibalize them?
You're trapped on a desert island.
Oh my god, that's like my worst fear.
Your three most treasured people in the world.
Ew. I don't know. I guess.
Unless you don't like one of them, then that's an easy candidate.
I guess you have lots of lovers, but only one mother and brother, so.
Okay, going with the lover right off the bat.
Good logic on it.
Don't date her, boys. Don't go on any long overseas plane flights either. Carter, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
Brother. I'd say brother.
And why?
I don't have a brother.
Choosing the starvation
route. Yeah.
And Jonesy?
Brother.
Same reason, or do you have a brother you don't like?
Well, I don't particularly like Carter over here.
And he's like a brother.
Well,
good
and
answer.
I eat him all the time, so.
Jonesy would totally eat Carter.
I mean, I do it all the time anyway, so it's not too much of a change.
Oh, damn. I was going to ding you, but my phone is like off or something now. Damn it. All right, moving along. Next question. Name the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with, Jonesy.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. You're going to go for the goal.
Well, that was just the first one that popped in my mind. I'd have to think about
that.
It's
a safe, straight answer. Carter.
I'm going to be brave. Steve McQueen.
Yeah!
Damn.
A man's man. That's a hell of an answer. I like that.
Does it have to be like nowadays celebrities?
No, any a celebrity.
Oh, man, dude, I'd fucking do Grace Slick.
Yeah. Nice pull. You guys get how to play
60s or 60s Grace Slick.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Jefferson Airplane.
Or James, dude. Either one of them.
Nice.
Fucking fuck the shit out of it.
But not Airplane. Not Airplane.
Not Airplane.
Yes, Airplane.
Really?
No, not Starship.
Or Starship. Excuse me, Starship.
Jefferson
just
Airplane.
Yeah.
When she was chasing rabbits.
Yeah.
Right. Maud hot. Let's see. How hard do you hit your boyfriend?
I don't have one.
Well, if you did. Nah, never mind. It was just a trick
hard
question.
How hard to hit your girlfriend?
Yeah. we'll move along. That was a trick question. Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear. Yeah,
like,
I like the check.
They're like Randy Rhoads' guitar. They're black and white polka dot.
Nice.
Nice. Very cool. Garter, my friend.
I can't help you. Military, man.
Yeah! Always big points for that answer. And yourself, sir, Mr. Jonesy?
Red Fruit of the Loom.
Tidy Whitey or Boxers? Or the Combo?
Combo.
The Combo. Oh,
I like Boxer Briefs myself.
Just so started comfy. Wearing them recently. I'm enjoying this. Yeah. Because regular boxers don't fit in skinny jeans, I found out.
Yeah, right. Definitely. There's
just too much fabric involved.
Not really do much.
Right? Let's see. Confess a sin.
Oh.
I am a reverend. I am a reverend.
I think a lot of things I do probably are taken as sin. What's a big sin?
All of them.
Do you want to share a huge one, or would you rather just say maybe a little?
I lied on my application for a job once.
Let's see. Confess a sin.
Man, you're the worst quiz taker ever.
I guess sex before marriage, that's a sin.
There we go. There we go. Yay. Okay.
Just pulled it out the last
second. Married.
Yeah, you almost got negative for that.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Don't go in the bathroom for 10 minutes, though. I'll tell you that much.
Ding. Jonesy.
I smoke meth.
Why? Bring it in. Now you're catching up. Now you're figuring out how we play this game.
Damn.
Let's see. Rate your current lover's skills. Or most recent. Most
very
recent
high.
Or current. 1 to 10.
Very high. That's still the
very 11. Very high.
Goes to 11.
Goes to 11. Okay.
Ooh. Oh man. I'll give it a 69%.
Oh, 69% though.
Yeah, percent.
Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, that works out to a 6.9.
No, it works out good. It works out well.
All right.
Well, I think I'd give Carter a straight 9.5.
Oh. Hey, there you go. There you go. I like this.
By straight, I don't mean straight at all.
I'm enjoying this
baby.
In all of that, sample that. In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with, Michelle?
Dude, Mark David Chapman.
Nice.
Fuck him up.
Okay. All right. This is going to be an interesting.
I like her.
Rapid fire.
It's a good one.
007.
Really?
James Bond. Yeah.
Really?
I'd like to try that out.
Okay. Yeah. We will accept the fictional character in this. That's good.
Sure. He's in history.
Karl Marx.
Oh, another good one.
I just want to see how many Wii's would come to his side.
He just wasn't that funny after
Comrades.
A while. The cigar jokes got... Oh, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Oh.
Karl Marx, the communist one.
Not the comedian.
No.
Groucho's other brother with the late night talk
show. Because, I mean, I figure eventually it'll just sprawl into a fight of 100 or more people because of all of his comrades, but who knows?
Meh.
Next question.
What would you like for your last meal on this good earth?
Ice cream and a kitty to feed it to me.
But not to eat the kitty, just to feed
no,
the ice cream.
No, just ice
too.
Cream. Yeah.
Okay. Kitty.
You have a thing.
Kitties love ice cream.
In the leopard animal print pants.
Yeah.
You have a thing for kitties.
My kitties love ice cream, so I would share an ice cream cone with a kitty.
Okay. I think that's a first.
Yeah, that is a first.
Ice cream. Carter.
Well, by that time, anything you could put in a microwave, I don't know.
Like a kitty?
Like, yeah.
Like, they're all gamey all right. And chewy anyway.
I don't know, a couple onions, not too bad.
Jonesy.
Deep fat fried anything that's not meat.
Just
okay.
Like,
okay.
Zucchinis and
zucchinis and I'd even take just like fried cheese. That'd be pretty always good. You know, mushrooms.
Sean only eats the pink meat.
Soy dog. The best soy corn dog.
The smoked sausage.
The boy dog.
Yep.
The boy dog.
I mean, I play the bass as my primary, but my secondary instrument is the skin flute.
The skin
flute. Just to let everyone know.
Rick?
Wait. Rick's not listening. He hates me. What member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with, Michelle?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in years.
But you have seen it.
You have seen it.
When I was a little kid.
Okay.
So take a guess, wild guess. There are only two girls. Pick a hair color. All right. That'd be the Ally
cool
Sheedy.
Girl?
Yeah.
Correct answer.
That is the correct answer. More guys in the movie.
Yeah. Don't remember the movie.
Nobody ever says the janitor.
What, was there a play?
You know, I'll go for the janitor. That works, yeah.
I think he did have someone say
at least I got a job.
Okay.
But good.
The faggot. You guys can decide which one that is, but I'll just say that much.
I want it to be Emilio Estevez.
It might be. He taped some dude's buns together or whatever.
Okay. Latent homosexuality.
Yeah, a little bit. Patting ass in the locker room.
Now we get to my second favorite question, the bacon question.
Ooh.
Michelle, so you're going down on a girl. And you find a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Do you eat it?
Where is it?
You're going down on a girl.
Well, I mean, where in the...
Like planted, like, you know, like, just kind of stuck in the... Like, you know, just
not
wedged
too far in
there.
In, but
well, I mean, kind of like garnish, like, right?
I guess
Yeah, not like shoved up in there, but just like settled gently on top.
No, because if I was any good at going down on a girl, I would already have my mouth full, so...
All right.
Bacon.
That's an acceptable
score.
100-point answer. Yeah. Carter?
Oh, I'd inhale that shit.
Also no a hesitation. Fine answer, my friend. And you, sir?
No.
No. No. You, would you eat the bacon?
No.
No? No.
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't eat meat either.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What if it was soy bacon?
What if it was soy vagina?
Then yes and yes and yes and are there any more questions besides yes?
All right. Name the capital states of the five cities bordering Nevada in under 15 seconds. Go!
Fuck. That's all of them, right?
Yes.
They all have the same name? Yeah. Okay.
Minus five. Nick, I think it's time for rapid fires. And
okay,
I'm gonna...
cool.
So over to you, sir.
All right. Here we go. Now this is what we were talking about earlier. We already know the answer to question number one. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah, we kind of figured that.
We figured we'd ask you now, Beatles or Zeppelin? You could only have one.
Oh no.
Beatles were first.
Yeah.
Beatles were first.
So you're going Beatles.
Yep.
Lead Beatles. It's the same band, right?
The Beatles got me.
I'd go Zeppelin. I would go Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles had
the coin
so many
there.
Different genres.
Right on. Well, and after your Mark David answer, I could see you really love those. Pretty much the best.
They
right?
got me into music. Dude.
Their favorite.
Yeah. Well Zeppelin.
Because usually we ask Zeppelin or the Who.
Oh, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But I love the Who, but Zeppelin.
All right. We'll get punk rock for a second. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Yeah. Okay. What about Joan Jett? Or Pat Benatar.
Joan Jett.
Never had anyone say neither.
I don't like
Joan.
Joan.
God, right. I don't know.
Joan Jett was the correct answer. Just so you know.
Grace Slick or Grace Jones?
Slick.
Grace Slick or Janis Joplin?
Oh, both. Both of the
flip a coin,
time.
Sir. Flip a coin.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the fun ones here. Gay or ginger?
Ginger?
Yeah, ginger, sure.
Both.
Nice. Did you do band or movie yet?
No, we haven't done it. We'll say that one till the end. But let's do a blind or deaf.
Oh, blind.
Blind.
Yes.
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
I guess you can fix cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer,
yeah.
All right. Any other good ones? Rick, am I missing some?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, let's get to
puke or shit.
Oh yeah. Oral or anal?
What?
Nothing. Puke. Puke or shit.
Is same question.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I guess shit.
Yeah, the vagueness makes it weird.
Puke.
Yeah. Like to eat or to do?
That's a good question. I'm not sure even what that question means.
I don't think I've ever really figured that part out.
Yeah. All right, let's go with boxing or football?
Beat up or arrested?
No, boxing.
First of all, boxing's stupid.
Football's stupider or something. Well,
they're both, I don't know. I don't
football's
like
stupider,
so
but
much.
Football. Anybody?
Oh, soccer? No.
Sorry, we live in America. It's soccer.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
me.
Was your question?
Beat up or arrested? Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Arrested for what?
Beat up for what?
Overnight arrest.
Beat up, I guess, because then it heals. But if I'm arrested for, like, a horde of drugs in my house or something, like, that might be a while, or for killing somebody.
I figure both. You know, you might as well get it all done at once.
Yeah.
Get arrested because you got beat up?
Yeah.
Arrested.
Pussy.
All right, last question on the rapid fires. Cheater or cheated?
Cheater.
What am I or what?
Cheater or cheated?
Let's see. Cheatered.
Cheated.
Very good, very good. You got them scores tallied up,
sir? I sure do.
Oh, because I have one last question.
Yeah, the good one.
You lied.
Okay. Was it Star Wars Zep? Is that where we're going?
No. Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, no, they went Beatles. So Star Wars or the Beatles?
God.
If only one could exist, which you go with?
Pick one.
I love Star Wars with the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles still.
If the Beatles didn't exist, the world would be different.
Oh, the unanimous Beatles.
Cool. Well, that was a rapid fire.
Yeah. And I'd proudly like to announce that Jonesy came in third. And,
yeah!
And wins dick.
yeah!
Even better.
My favorite.
But coming in, killing it with 235 points is Mr. Carter across the room from me here. All
right.
Thank you, sir. Well done. Michelle, try harder next time. Take your top off or something.
Oh, my.
That always gets points with me. Yeah. Let's have a song.
Yeah, let's cleanse our ears and have a pretty song now.
What are we going to play? What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a new one.
A brand new song?
Brand new song.
A Worst Little Podcast exclusive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we like.
It's brand new, and it's going to be very hard in a different room.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're very happy to have it.
Is there any way we could turn up guitar a little bit?
A smooch?
Smooth.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm a little bit too loud now, so just turn it. Oh, there you go. There you go. Ooh, yeah! Alright, are we ready?
Not yet.
Well, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, ready.
Alright.
Go on. That's tough.
Oh, yeah. That's
tough
shit.
Song.
Oh,
I like that. What was the name of it?
That's The Water's Fine.
The Water's Fine. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a brand new one. Never
That's
played that
cool.
live.
That's very yeah. cool. Welcome, welcome to the song, I guess. I don't know who I'm welcoming at this
can
point.
Can Carter welcome come back?
To the
yeah, Carter, you can come back. You can
I
come
was
back.
Liking Dude. To come back.
Carter, sit down fast. Sit down
fast. Guard your ass because he is on the prowl.
Dude. Oh, God.
You fucking faggot.
What'd you say about me?
I said you're a fucking faggot.
Damn straight.
Oh, man.
You know, I bet even my daughter thought that was a little gay. when's the next time we can hear you again? I wrote it down here. That is the 20th of next month, or the 18th,
yeah,
maybe.
The 18th if we call him back.
The 18th of that, but definitely the 20th at the Strega for a little more of an acoustic breakdown.
And definitely the 9th at Strega.
And the 9th
And that's
yeah.
of October?
That's of the 9th of November, the 20th, and 18th of October.
Okay. It's all coming up here around the corner.
They're all on our website, too. Well,
ScarletPresence.com.
Nice. Yeah.
Very cool. And you have a Facebook page and all that
yep.
nonsense, too. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
find
that.
Them on the internet. Like them because that means something. Yeah. Or so they would like us to believe.
Play the game. Or get beat down.
What do you got any plans this weekend, Nick?
Oh, God, I'm sure I do. Let me check on my phone here.
I know I'm definitely going to be at Reno Artworks on Saturday for the big Reverend Screamin' Fingers Onosis. And what are the other guys? Dylan Champagne and the Lost Explorers. That show's going to be fun, I think. A little on the noisy side, ambient noise.
What night is that?
Saturday.
Oh, good.
It's Saturday. It starts early.
You can come to Candy Shop on Friday at
All
the
Ages.
Alley.
Oh, that's not All Ages, though. Yeah.
With Nonchalant, The Letdowns, Candy Shop, and Reno, We Have a Problem.
That'll be a hell of a
real
show.
Real good Reno fun show. All good bands.
And I guess we'll also mention again the Big Bad with the Black Rock City All Stars.
Yeah.
At Shea's.
Very nice. Go see that, too.
Yeah, give some love to the new lineup of the Big Bad.
Yeah. And, say hi to our intern.
Yeah. Make him give you a sticker that he doesn't have.
Yeah, we should supply him with some stickers.
We should.
Be like, this is your homework. Put these on people's cars.
Oh, crap. I was going to give him some homework. I forgot what it was. It was funny.
Oh. Well, next week we have something to hang on to till next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I'll have
remember
homework.
What that was.
I'm going to have homework for you, Spencer. Be ready.
Ricky,
whatever
what
it
are
is.
You doing this weekend?
I don't think I have any plans.
You don't have any bands coming in to record or nothing?
No, I've got a mixing session with a guy from Winnemucca.
Ooh, oh. Congratulations.
That's nice. Get some time to, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, and he did all of his recordings on his own in Winnemucca, and we're just going to go through them and try to make them as good as we can.
Sweet. Oh, that's a little different. That's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's very different, so.
Cool.
Right on. Well.
Well, I guess it's time to put this shit to bed.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long one.
Yeah, we'll call it a day. You guys have fun?
Absolutely.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like you guys a lot. You guys are fun.
You're a ripper, really.
Yeah, you're amazing. Yeah, like, wow.
Michelle the Ripper Coleman.
Carter's amazing.
Yeah, you guys
you all are.
We have
Again?
See,
damn
Rick,
straight.
You're not the only one.
We like you guys. Hey, Nick, you be careful.
Oh, I know. I know what's going
to
happen.
Except for you, Michelle. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Well, this has been another fantastic episode of the worst little podcast in the world. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, and for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, and Spencer, I say goodnight, ladies. On the worst little podcast, we're talking
out of our ass. Another bad moment. Watch it. Danger signal. Like lightning. Like fire in the night and sirens screaming in your head.
Dogwater Studios.
They say a guy's cracking up when that happens. Hold on till it's over.